Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston.
Hello, my friend.
All right, let's jump right into it, guys. Listen, everybody opens a gym for a different reason. You get into this industry for different reasons. It's all over the board. And there's no one person that can tell you what the right thing is for you. It's it's what you want to do, right? And so it was really interesting, guys. We did this Iron Circle event, and we, you know, kind of propped people up, and we talk a little bit about, like, what are you doing this for?
Yeah, it's part of our campfire chats that we kind of start the weekend out with.
What are you doing this for? Why, you know, because it's good to reflect. And my thought here was, like, you work in your gym or outside your gym every day. You're grinding it out. And 10 years can go by, and you're like, well, wait a minute. What was the plan? Because if you don't know what the plan is, like, you could go off, you can go in any direction, right? So it's all about focus. What are you doing this for? Why, you know? And it was interesting because we speak a lot about gym ownership and freedom and time freedom and lifestyle and family and a lot of things that I believe are important. And I think most people wouldn't argue with that, but it wasn't the top thing that almost every single Iron Circle member said what they're doing this for, in which was to, you know, they would all kind of give an example of that helping clients and saving lives. And, you know, somebody had a sister that was going through some health stuff, and she was able to help her through the fitness journey, and it, like, really pushed her into gym ownership. And, you know,
it was helping their community,
helping their communities. Yeah. And it was, like, very altruistic, which is obviously one of the top things that trainers get into the industry for, is to help people. And while I completely agree with all of that, it was interesting because later on, I kind of talked about what I was doing it for, and it was really to help the gym owners win. So, like, not the clients, but our clients.
Sure.
Not their clients.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So, and it was really interesting because, look, neither's right or wrong. It's just what drives you, right?
Sure. And I think, you know, to that point, I think that the path in, it is in alignment with that, if that makes sense. A lot of those that spoke were the trainer. They came up into fitness probably before the gym ownership component came into play. Oh, like, the reason they stepped into the industry as a whole was to actually change the lives of people in the community, right? And then you step into business as the owner, and their focus still remains there. Their why is still to help people in the community, to, you know, impact the lives and the health of their clients and things like that. And it's, you know, just in contrast, right? You, health and fitness and the gym was a part of your life, but when you decided to open a business, it was for the benefits and the purpose of business ownership.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, and to your point, it's not a right or wrong, but I think you should be very clear as to what your why is and make sure that the business you're building is in alignment with that as well, or the things that are on your tasks, or the, you know, the roles that you're doing within the business, you know, so that you're not finding yourself 10 years down the road doing something that you resent, or that isn't making the impact or giving you the return that you're looking for. You know, maybe it is just to feel really good about the impact you have on other people, and the secondary benefit is that it pays your bills along the way.
You know? And so so you think about that from the trainer point of view. And then you look at other businesses, like, why did that person start a mechanic shop? Why did that person start a restaurant? Why did that person, again, these are service-based, why did that person start a clothing line? Why did that person, You know, why are they selling vehicles? And you know, you could argue the restaurant guy, maybe like Chef Dave.
Sure.
He loves making sure, like,
it's his language of love.
It's not necessarily the act of cooking. It's when he serves it to you and then he waits for your reaction.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing it for, which amazing, right? We had a long car drive back to the airport with Chef Dave and he's like, I'll die in the kitchen.
Yeah, literally what he said. Yeah.
Where I'm looking at it like, man, I don't know if being a chef at 72 years old is like what I'd want to be doing.
Yeah.
But he does. And okay, well, what's right or wrong? Nothing. Neither. They're both right.
Yeah.
And so it was really, really kind of not eye-opening, but it was just like, makes tons of sense. Of course, gym owners through the trainer role, open a gym. The mission's still the mission.
Yeah.
Change lives, serve the community, help as many people get their goals as possible. And it's okay to make money doing that.
That was a big...
Yeah.
I think that's just big in this industry, is like it's almost a servitude driven, you know, lane. It's like maybe it's the imposter. I don't even think it's imposter syndrome, but like there's resistance around like even building success for myself because my goal is to help everybody else. Like those, they're not mutually exclusive. Well, they don't have to be.
The very close similarity is the starving artist mentality.
Yeah, yep.
Or a band, which technically are artists, right? Sure. They're creating the music and then they go mainstream and then they lose following because you're not supposed to make money in this business. You're supposed to be underground, or and it's supposed to be cool to be, you know, not, you know, mainstream, that nobody knows, only you know. But like the goal of that band, it's to rock out and do all the cool stuff. But don't you think every single one of them is looking for a little bit of a paycheck?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And, you know, one of my favorite books is The Science of Getting Rich, and it breaks down kind of the commonalities and uses it through a frame of religion and things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, giving it all away type of thing. At the end of the day, money is a tool. And the cool thing is the more of it you have, if your intentions remain in alignment with your mission and your why, then that revenue can allow you, that the income can allow you to go out and expand on the lives that you touch. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, when you can grasp that, I think the fear and the resistance around becoming successful individual, you know, for yourself along the way kind of gets pushed to the side a little bit. Like you understand it's okay to, you know, do more, make more, and then go and give that back. Right. How many gym owners, when you have a successful first location, open a second, right? It's yes. Does it put more money in your bank at some point? Probably, but you've doubled the amount of people that you're able to help in right. doing so. Right. So I think some of that stuff has to become, you know, has to be under, you have to look at your business and your mission and your beliefs and everything and decide what is my why? Why am I doing this? And does this fit into that? The second half, or to piggyback off that, is I think the second you become a business owner, the business has things that it's doing for you. The business has things that it's providing for your client, but one of the takeaways from this weekend is, you know, we were talking about goals for certain individuals. Like, you know, what does that revenue look like? How much do you want to sell the business for, or all of these things? And it was the, well, as much as I can get. Well, but that's not clear, right? That's not clarity. If you know how many, if your mission statement's to change 2,000 people in my local community, well, cool. What does it equate to as far as the business that you have to have, right? Mm-hmm. Take that goal, whether it be monetary for yourself and your family and freedom in that regard, or whether it be the impact that you have in your community, the lives you touch, whatever it may be, you have to have that clarity first and then retro the business to it.
Yeah.
And I think most people end up being in the business and just accepting whatever falls their way or whatever they can get to, mm-hmm. and aren't ever pursuing that mission, that goal with clarity and an action plan that can actually get you there. And I think that's one of the reasons that we're so hell-bent on the model that you're in. You can love to change lives, but if you struggle every day to do so, you're not going to get to the place that you internally want to be, because the business isn't supporting that mission.
Yeah. And in like I've always said, the gym owners will put the hours in. It's never been a, hey, I won't be there at 4 a.m. for you, and I won't stay and lock the door at 9 at night. You know, that's always been the work ethic side.
Mm-hmm.
But just working hard it's not necessarily smart, right? So sure. You can do it for many years. You can do it for 5-10 years maybe, but eventually it's going to hit you one day. You'll see a quote, or you'll something resonates, and or you see like you missed the T-ball game, or you missed the family vacation, or you're whatever. It's something will happen. You're gonna be like, I can't do it like this anymore.
Yeah.
And so everybody's on a different portion of that journey. You know, the drive is always going to be the why and what you're doing it for. And to serve people is about as good as it gets in this industry, right? Like, sure. If you're going to be, you'll be a coach, you're essentially a servant, a servitude to helping somebody get what they want. But it, like I said before, it's okay to be very successful. And what you do with the money, up to you. But if you don't have any, then...
Yeah.
You know, can't do much.
Exactly.
And I heard, you know, every, the quotes are out there. It's in a movie. I've been a very rich man. I've been very poor. Oh, it was Wolf of Wall Street. And I choose rich every time. Yeah. They're both hard.
100%. They're both
hard. You know, well, how is being rich and have a ton of money hard? Trust me. there's new things that happen, or the tax issues, or, you know, it money solves a lot of problems, but the song Biggie, right? More money, yeah. More problems. It couldn't be more true, because there's more problems that come with more money. So it's like lots of ways to look at it. You know, how big the boat do you want, yeah. Right? Like all those things. So listen, guys, really the point of the message is keep the mission. You guys are on a great path. If serving clients is helping them get their goals is your driver, double down on it. Let's try to serve as many
people
as possible. And again, it's okay to also have family time and take a vacation, and you know, not have to train every single person and build a team around you and all the things. That's all okay.
And I would even say that that's even more opportunity than you being the guy or the gal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Multiply your efforts through your team, right? That's what leadership, right? If you want to impact more people, the more people you develop to impact more lives, you cast a much wider net with a team of five than you do with yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you to picture this moment, because eventually when you do make these moves happen, you're going to walk in your gym and you're going to have three or four coaches out on the training floor, and the gym's going to be packed, and you're going to be able to sit back. Maybe it's in the corner or through a double mirror like we have in that thing. And you can feel proud because you're serving all these people. You're not the one actually picking the dumbbells up for them. It's the team, but like
everybody has a role though.
You sit back and you're like, wow, we did it. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a great feeling. So, you know, not saying that should be your goal, but like if you're here to serve people, it's okay to build a team, make some money, sit back that one day that you sit back and you watch this gym humming around you in the center, like, wow, you built it. So, yeah.
And then there, but like to your point, the role, the responsibility changes also when you get there. You know, gym owners that come off the training floor by their, you know, have a team now doing that work. It's not like we're suggesting going to the beach and, you know, mailbox money type lifestyle. That's an option if that's what you want to do. But most of those people then turn around, they start developing their team. They make leaders within their organization. They're ascending the value of everybody in that group. That's just as important from that role as it was you on the training floor, mm-hmm. you know, training the client. I think the focus should be how high can I get in that level of development in yourself, employ the team, have the systems in place, and then that trickle down effect. Keep that the mission, and you're going to be able to cast a very wide net.
Yep, very good. All right, well, listen, hopefully that helps you guys. We got some cool stuff coming. I can't wait to announce it. Oh, it's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say it yet.
Almost.
It's almost time. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.